William the Detective by Richmal Crompton. The recording of this book was made possible by a kind donation from the pupils of Northbridge House Lower School, Camden Town, London, who raised money for the service through a sponsored read.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1, William and the Campers. William was bored. It was the summer holiday. Ginger, Douglas and Henry were all away from home, and William was left to his own resources. He wandered desolately about the lanes and woods, playing imaginary games by himself. But somehow there was no savour in them. William was not one of those rarefied souls who find their highest fulfilment in solitude. His spirits therefore rose considerably when he saw one morning preparation for the erection of tents in one of Farmer Jenks' fields. A fussy little man in shorts with amazingly thin knees was in charge of the operations. He scurried about, giving directions in a high-pitched voice, rather like a drone of an insect, and getting in everyone's way. As soon as he saw William, he came over to him and said, "What are you doing here, boy? Go away!" William moved reluctantly away, but continued to watch from a distance. When the tents were finally erected, a large notice board was put up by the gate leading to the field. "Open Air Holiday Association. Particulars from the Secretary." Provisions arrived next. The baker's boy...